This is Ham Radio 101. CQ, 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 Whiskey X-Ray Zero, Mike to the Appeal, calling CQ, CQ, CQ. 7-3 to you, this is WX0MIK. Welcome to Ham Radio 101. My name is Mike, and my call sign is WX0MIK. Today, we are going to start with Lesson 1 on the Learning CW Online. You are more than welcome to join along. Just create a free account on lcwo.net, and then there's the introduction you go to. For this sake, I'm going to skip it for this, and we're going to dive right into Lesson 1. But before we do that, I just want to kind of give you an idea of what you might be hearing on the air. So let's jump over to my HF radio and see if we can't find something. So that is what you will hear when you get on the air. That one was obviously pretty quick. I wouldn't expect any of you to sit down and just start to figure out how to read that if you've never had any training before. But as you can see, as I kind of explained, I believe it was yesterday, you can't just think of, dot, dot, dot is a K character and then pick it out through there. And, you hear a set of characters and you're trying to imagine what it is and you just can't pick it out anymore because by the time you're thinking of the first letter, the next 20 have played and now you are way behind. So it's, so we're using what they call the Cook or the Koch method. I forgot how it was pronounced. This is the most highly recommended way of learning. And so that is, and LCWO does use that by default, I believe. So everything is going to be set at 15 words per minute. The effective speed is 10 words per minute. I don't know exactly the difference between character speed and effective speed, but we'll figure that out as we go. Then the tone was set to 800 hertz, which I got from somebody is okay. So, I don't remember which one of these is which, because for whatever reason, they're not marked. I'm assuming this first one is the letter K. So, just kind of start listening to the pattern, and I believe this is dot, 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 or dot, 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 or dit, dit, dit. Oh, man, I'm getting all confused. I'm sorry. Anyway, you'll hear like three dots, three quick bursts. And they have decent space in between, so you can kind of really start to formulate that sound in your mind. So let's take a listen. Dot, 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 dot. So if you're a drummer, now you're starting to get this pattern in your head. That I like, as I said, I believe that was a K character. It matches up the alignment of the characters on the thing. It's not directly stated on the particular player. But you kind of get the feel then of what is, kind of what is the pattern, I guess. And you can really start to get that K character stuck in your head. So now let's add the M character. This is the second character for tonight. Da, 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 da. So the M character is two dashes, if you want to visualize it on a piece of paper, it's two dashes. So, da 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 da. You can start to hear those patterns, and hopefully in your brain at this point, you're like, Oh, that's cool. So what we got now is we have a minute and 8 seconds of sound that will be played between the M and K character, and then what you can do is write it down on your on a sheet of paper. Hopefully you haven't looked at the show notes yet, but I will put it at down at the bottom of the YouTube in the note section on the YouTube video, and I will also include it in the show notes on the website out at wx0mik.net, and then you will be able to find. You know, you can compare yours to what was actually produced. And then, like I said, I would highly recommend you go to lcwo.net and, learn or, you know, kind of review it yourself, as well. Okay. Are you ready? I'm going to count down from 3, 2, 1. Okay, there is the end. So, let's see what I got. I think I miserably failed. Okay. Apparently you're supposed to put spaces in between. I did not know that. Whatever. I will try and do that next time or figure how that works for next time. I will get the answer for you if I can figure that out. And then I will post that out on the show notes. And you can check yours against the sound and see how you did. If you, kind of like me, I was like, wait, I know that character. And by the time you process that character, the next one has already started. And I kind of got behind. I think that was one of my biggest struggles. And that added to the struggle for me. No, by no means am I... My goal for me is not to become proficient or to be able to go out there and start contesting or, you know, making contacts. I want to be able to at least listen for call signs and, you know, just some real basic things in case it's ever needed, because you just don't know. Or at the very least, as I'm listening to a repeater come by, I'm like, oh, that is WX0MIK repeater. I don't know what value there is other than neat to know, but it's really just for me to learn. So thank you everybody for listening. We'll shut this down right about 9 minutes. And I guess until tomorrow, 7-3 to all of you. And this is WX0MIK. Thanks for listening. Please hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube, found at the bottom of this video. For everything referenced in this episode, please visit wx0mik.net. Or you can find the link in the description below. 7-3.